a production of SeeWhatShow.com.
Hi, this is Mr. Brown. Welcome to See What Show, the movie, TV and DVD review podcast for regular people.
Hello, this is Steve.
And we're back from watching Pirates of the Caribbean 3.
At World's End.
Yeah, and this is our special report for Pirates 3. Enjoyed it?
I very much enjoyed it. I was so entertained. It was a wild ride.
Wild ride.
So much better than the trailer played it out to be, man.
True. And for those of you who are unfamiliar, we'll give you quick synopsis.
Synopsis.
Captain Barbarossa.
Barbossa lah, you.
Okay. Will Turner and Elizabeth Swan, they go to the edge of the world to rescue Captain Johnny Depp, Jack Sparrow.
The Bay woman just bring Jack back the same way she brought back Barbossa.
Because Barbossa was only dead. Jack Sparrow is taken to a place not of death, but punishment. That's what awaits at David Jones' locker.
From a kind of hell, like purgatory, right?
David Jones' locker.
Yeah, and Turner, who is Orlando Bloom, whom I hate, wants to rescue his father from servitude under David Jones.
Bootstrap Bill.
Yeah, Jack wants to get away from David Jones because he owes David Jones service. Lord Beckett, in charge of the fleet of the
East India Company,
is looking to eliminate all the pirates to control the sea trade, and he has Davy Jones' heart to make Davy Jones do his bidding with his fearsome ghost ship, the Flying Dutchman. And because of Beckett, there is a gathering of 9 pirate lords, including the infamous Shao Feng, the only pirate who can speak Cantonese correctly. It's Chow Yun Fat, right? And the rest are just Amor Chinese pretending to speak Cantonese. The 9 pirate lords must join forces to fight Beckett and Davy Jones, or they face
annihilation.
We went to watch the premiere, and wow, parking was crazy.
I felt like I was being warded into Fort Knox, and
they took screened. Our cameras. They took all our phones. We had to lock our phones, IMEI number, everything.
Made me want to actually become a pirate.
And here's the thing, right? You don't realize how inconvenient it is. I was terrified of losing my wife in the crowd. It was a big crowd, right? Because all the halls were used, and you can't contact each other if you lose your son in the crowd. So I was saying, "Turn, wait, don't go in front. Wait for me. Hold my hand." So that was a bit annoying. Parking was crazy. I had to park at an open air car park opposite Orchard Cineplex. Yeah. And that was called Bird Shit Alley.
You parked Bird Shit Alley. I paid $6 per entry.
No, I paid $6 in the end. Because I went to wash my car after that. It was covered in like bird shit. Anywho, the movie was great. Should have had more battle scenes, but we enjoyed ourselves. It was a good way of ending the trilogy. And essentially, I don't think it's going to end.
It wrapped up a lot of the stuff that you've seen from the second movie.
Mm.
But for me, the acting was spot good, on, this one.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
No, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Captain gives orders on the ship.
The captain of the ship is given orders.
My ship makes me captain.
They be my chart.
That makes you chart man.
More action, more battle, better, but I really thought it dragged on a little bit. There was too much talk, too much existentialism with the multiple Jack Sparrow nonsense. Calypso, you know, the goddess, they were, you know,
Harry Belafonte Calypso.
Angst, there was so much unnecessary angst. I felt the plot was a little bit overly, unnecessarily convoluted with all the twists and turns, people trying to betray each other. You enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
I thought it was a very smart plot. It was well written. It was well acted. Even Chow Yun Fat, who I think had better roles lah. And this one, he was a bit typecast. But what do you expect? Singaporean? We got pirates, meh?
And Chow Feng, I felt Chow Yun Fat was underutilized.
Oh, very much.
He was good, you know, when he had his moments, but way underutilized. I mean, it's not a cameo to the extent that Steven Seagal was a cameo on Executive Decision.
Say that again, Steven Seagal?
I still think he was underutilized.
I find that the supporting cast was brilliant. I think all the people who have worked on this movie and the previous two movies, they've really grown into their roles.
Yeah.
And they really looked like they knew what they were doing. Like the pirates on the pirate ship, the soldiers standing there protecting the heart of Davy Jones.
Everybody was very comfortable in their roles. And they would come to each other.
Even Keira Knightley.
It would never have worked out between us.
Keep telling yourself that, darling.
Oh, will you never forgive me?
No.
Yeah.
Who I thought was plastic in the first two?
Yeah.
Was a lot better than this one.
I agree. I love the meteor role given to Keira Knightley. She really grew into that role and she really stepped
meteor.
Up.
Meteor. I heard meteor, like flying.
No, meteor. But then again, meteor is not something you use with Keira Knightley. I still think Orlando Bloom should not be on this movie and he should remain an elf.
But you guys really, really must pay attention to the movie. You know why? Because if you don't, you're going to get a bit lost.
Yeah. It gets
twisted. It's fun. There's a lot of action and everything, but the story.
Yeah.
You know, don't blink. Go and pee before the movie. I tell you, you miss one pee break.
That's it. Something happened. Right? So, wife said she wasn't impressed. My wife, she didn't like the predictable jokes. She thought it's like she saw it coming a mile away. The jokes, and I felt the show was a little bit overlong. She didn't believe me. I said, go to the loo before you start. It's going to be long.
See what I said?
But you see, there's long, physical long, and then there's movie long.
Yeah.
And this one, you know, yes, physically 3 hours, but it did feel draggy also, a little bit in the center. Final battle was worth waiting for, though.
Yes.
Final battle, the CG. CG was incredible because, you know, I love ship battles.
Really?
I like
the CG. I found a bit of the CG in this one, especially with the Davy Jones character, a bit... not so there, especially the also the Johnny Depp.
No, not fair, because we saw part two and we saw the making of. So now you are more alert. You're looking for.
No, but there was some scene, but the lighting was off. Okay, but technical. Never mind.
True.
Doesn't
very
affect
technical.
The story.
No, it doesn't. And the battle, I'm a sucker for ship battles. So I love the way, like, you know, when you get broadsides going. Ship where got front guns one? Very rare, no. I play a lot of computer games. Ship, I never had ship that can fire in front one. But then again, this is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So, we highly recommend it. I think it's better than Spider-Man 3 as a sequel.
Yeah. Oh, guys.
Yes.
Mama wants me to say this. Jeffrey Rush. Just watch his character. Ahead.
Aye, we're good and lost now.
Lost?
For certain, you have to be lost to find a place that can't be found. Elseways, everyone would know where it was.
Watch him enjoy himself so
He's
much.
Very good.
You know what? Movie Mama told me that he actually made this movie because his kids wanted to see their father in a movie.
Cool.
And Jeffrey Rush has always acted in those
serious drama,
strange, off the wall, very serious, very
dark.
He was
very good here.
Yeah.
He was very funny.
Yeah, so he wanted to do something for his kids. So that was quite cool.
And Steve found out something that I found out to my dismay after leaving early.
Stay all the way past the credits. There is something at the end that you guys will like.
Yeah, it's a good, nice way of wrapping a movie. But you know what? I had to leave because I had to take my phone and I didn't want to queue. So I was very worried. So I left early. That's the reason why.
Oh.
Enjoy Pirates 3. Go and watch it.
Yes, go and watch. Go and watch. It opens tonight, I believe.
Is it tonight?
I think so.
Or tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. Friday
and all
night.
You Americans, we saw it before you did.
And Singaporeans do not speak like that.
Yeah, we don't. Thanks for joining us for Pirates of the Caribbean 3 at World's End Special Report on seawhatshow.com.
Alrighty then. Bye, guys.
Bye.
A production of seawhatshow.com.